This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr.
Give me the news, I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a lot to talk about. I was just as disturbed hearing, I guess in North Korea, they want people that have a pet dog to turn the pet over for meat to be used in restaurants. I thought it was fake, but it looks like there's some truth to that. So we're going to kind of look at that. We're getting more information. We've got the Dr. Dahlia Show news team on the case. We're going to talk about what a fire tornado is, because people were talking about fire tornadoes this weekend. Death Valley reached about 130 degrees, which I think was a record. A lot of questions on KN95 masks versus N95 masks. We'll talk about that. We got a saliva test that the FDA is hoping to fast-track approval for COVID. And this whole mess on mail-in ballots and the post office. It's such a cluster. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls or questions or comments at 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my pet peeves is I hate getting played. I hate getting played. And I also hate seeing people be underestimated for their intelligence. And I also hate it when people trash talk. I can't stand trash talk, you know? So I like to report things, you know? There's somebody who's a bad bean and there's some bad issues that's reporting. But just trying to, you know, make another person look bad in another person's eyes. I was thinking about this last week and I'm like, you want to know what? I think this started to stem from you go into a party, right? You're with your partner. Your partner scopes out the room, and let's say, because I have the most experience in heterosexual relationships, let's say it's a guy. I walk in there to a party with a guy. He looks around, and there's like hot women over there, right, on the side of the room. He quickly looks down, right, because he doesn't want to make me feel uncomfortable that there's some hot women over there. And he's looking at his little plate with his little piece of cheese and a little cracker or whatever. And I'm like, were you looking over at them? I wouldn't say that, but for example. And he's like, no. And I mean, look at everybody right here. You are the most beautiful person in the room. Okay, so you're all thinking, oh yeah, the most beautiful person in the room. But then you see the hot women over there, and you're like, no. And you're like, you notice them. There's no way I'm the hottest person in the room. Neither, because you're smart, right? You're like, I know. And he's like, no, I don't know. They don't look like they have a personality like yours. Okay, you see? I know how you guys work, all right? Then we women get this kind of positive reinforcement. We're like, wait a second here. So if we could prove we have a better personality than those sexy women over there, we get the guy. So what do? We start to make it look like they have a bad personality. Or they aren't very beautiful on the inside. You know how many times I've been told, you know, it's not that you're beautiful on the outside, you're beautiful on the inside. I look for inside beauty. So I'm like, okay, whew, thank God. Right? Okay, no. All right, first of all, that's a line. That's a line. We'll talk about that in a second here. But we women are ingrained to think that if we're not good looking, that we need to be beautiful on the inside, which is good. The problem is some of us take it an extra step and feel like we need to prove that these other women out there aren't beautiful on the inside. You know, so you might like say to him, you know, I hear she only gives her cat dry food. She doesn't give her cat wet food. He's like, oh man, oh yeah. See, I knew she was bad just looking at her. To me, you know what? She's ugly now. Now, you know what? She's ugly to me. So like, yeah, see? Meanwhile, okay, I'm sorry, ladies. Okay, guys don't give a damn, right? If the cat gets the dry food or the wet food or whatever. Okay, the guy sees a hot woman. Right? He doesn't care. right, about the beauty on the inside. If he wants to marry her, if he wants to bring her home to mama, if he wants to live with her for the next 30 years, he cares. But the average guy isn't always looking at that, okay? You know, there's somebody hot and, you know, so we think that we need to be on this mission to prove that all these other people out there are less beautiful than we are, either on the outside or on the inside, you know, and or you know what, guys will say, oh, you know what, she just looks too superficial. You know, you don't, you're more deep. I'm like, yeah, I'm deep. Yeah, and I'm all happy that he thinks I'm deep. He's just saying that. So you don't have to sit there and go through all this trying to trash talk somebody because they're going to think they're attractive anyway. And then you start to trash talk. Now your beauty that you were kind of faking, you know, because I totally fake beauty, all right? When I was dating, I was like, oh, yeah, I want to save the world, and I want to save this, and I want to save this. Meanwhile, I'm just thinking, you know, is he going to pay for dinner or not, okay? So after a while, that cloak just wears off, and you start to trash talk somebody, then now you look bad. So women, don't fall into that trap. Guys, you know, I think when people do that, you know, and they try to, you know, make you feel like somebody isn't, you know, try to talk you out of somebody, I think that also undermines your intelligence. Guys are smart. Guys are shrewd. Okay, many guys know how to talk to the partner, right? And they know what to say. They know exactly how to say it. But the problem is if we kind of feed on each other and then we try to compensate for things, that's where we kind of get into trouble. My husband and I, years ago, we walked into a bingo parlor. And we went to play bingo. And he looks around the room, and he goes, you see, you are the hottest person in the room. I'm like, yeah. Okay, well, yeah, mind you, I was also 50 years younger than everybody else. But, oh, I love playing bingo, because you get free alcohol. Bingo's fun. I like going to, and when you go and play bingo, you don't spend as much money as the other parts of the casino. So that's why I like going to play bingo sometimes. I haven't done it in years, though. But do you see what he did? He looked around the room. Guys now will look around the room and get a free pass to look around the room and check out babes if they immediately, right, justify it by saying, you see, you're the hottest person in the room. So now, every time we go someplace, I go, okay, look around, go and look at all the women, and tell me if you think I'm still the hottest. So he just sits there and gets to look at all the women. See, guys are smart. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we do have a lot of headlines, but this just really hit me hard because I have a lot of pets. And I've seen multiple news sources report this, where dictator Kim Jong-un from North Korea has announced that owning a pet is against the law. And if you have a pet dog that's a little bougie, like, you know, I got like a Bichon Frise, not that she acts all bougie, you know, she's as, you know, a redneck as the rest of us are in the family. But they will round them up and will be sent to state-run zoos or sold to dog meat restaurants. I'm not making this up. Okay, this is being reported by The Standard, by Daily Mail. There's multiple sources. So Kim Jong-un has declared the pets are a symbol of capitalist decadence. and ordered that dogs in Pyongyang be rounded up. So owners are obviously, you know, freaking out. And why would they do this? Well, apparently there's food shortages in the nation. I mean, there's been food shortages for a while. So now they're going to eat your dog. I would be horrified. I would be so horrified. I can't even, I didn't think this was going to hit me that hard. But, I mean, you know, this is why, thank God, we're in America. Look, we got issues in America. We really do. You know, I don't know what's going to happen with this next election. We have some real bad things going on in our country right now. But thank God we're not there yet where somebody's going to take your pet and kill it. You know, they did in Russia. You had to leave with Chernobyl. When you left with Chernobyl, they went around and then killed the pets. So it happens, unfortunately, in other countries. Could happen here. I hope not. So dictator Kim Jong-un, announced in July that owning a pet is now against the law, denouncing having a dog at home as a tainted trend of bourgeois ideology. Bourgeoisie is like the fancy schmancy. Remember you had kind of like the commoners and the bourgeoisie. The bourgeoisie is supposed to be fancy schmancy. Authorities have identified households with pet dogs and are forcing them to give them up or forcefully confiscating them and putting them down. Some of the dogs will be sent to a state-run zoo or sold to dog meat markets. I can't even say this without getting emotional. A recent UN report stated that as many as 60% of North Korea's 25.5 million people are facing widespread food shortages. So you don't have to eat the dog. This has been worsened by international sanctions imposed on the regime for its nuclear missile programs. Dog meat has long been considered a delicacy on the Korean peninsula. The tradition of eating dogs faded out in South Korea because they kind of became more westernized, but apparently in North Korea they still do that. They say an estimated 1 million dogs are reared on farms to be consumed every year in the South. Apparently, it's a staple on many North Korea restaurant menus, and dedicated dog restaurants exist over there. They say dog meat is most popular in the hot and humid summer months because they think it provides energy and stamina. I'm actually looking at a plate of it right now. It's horrifying. They serve this in spicy soup or stew with vegetables. It's known for raising the body temperature in cold winter months. The Chosun Ilbo reported that pet owners are cursing Kim Jong-un behind his back, but there is little they could do because if you refuse to comply, it could be interpreted as an act of defiance against the leader who likes to be referred to as the supreme dignity. The outlawing of pets will also have come as a surprise to many middle-class Pyongyang residents. They began to keep dogs after the regime attempted to spruce up its image during the 1989 World Festival of Youth and Students. It was embraced as a symbol of economic development, sophistication. Wealthy families are busy walking their pets. They even made appearances on state-run television soap operas to, you know, have the appearance that they have, you know, they look like other countries. So in October 2018, Kim Jong-un, I guess himself, presented a pair of Pung Sung indigenous hunting dogs to Moon Jae-in, the South Korean president, as a symbol of kind of growing relationship between the two nations. They were called peace puppies, and they got to luckily escape to the South. But this came when North Koreans were asked to pay a tax of dog fur. They had to basically give dog coats, from what I understand. So these food shortages are aggravated by the decision to close the border with China due to coronavirus. So Beijing is traditionally Pyongyang's main supporter and the source of much of the food that North Korea needs. They say North Korea has also been hit by a number of natural disasters last year, which impacted the harvest. They've had a lot of flooding this month, a lot of key agriculture regions wiped out. You would think they would instead kind of realize, you know what, let's maybe open up some relationships with neighboring countries. Maybe let's quit being the way we are. But nope, they turn to animals and their dogs, which is a very, very short-term, most horrific food source. I don't see the logic with that at all. But unfortunately, when things get bad, that's when tyrants get worse, you know? You don't see tyrants ease up when things get bad. That's when they double down. So he has declared, Kim Jong-un has declared that he and his people will brave the situation. The young leader telling a meeting of his political bureau on Thursday that while the nation has suffered serious losses in the flooding, it should not accept any outside assistance because of the possibility of coronavirus spreading. Nearly 100,000 acres of arable land has been inundated, 17,000 homes and more than 600 public buildings destroyed. Pork and beef is a luxury over there, but apparently they don't have enough of it. They've had monsoon rains, they've had flooding of the rice fields, and, you know, it's interesting because you would think the upper echelon that helps support Kim Jong-un would have some say, but it doesn't look it. I'm sure somebody gets to keep their dog. But, you know, we have a very, very tumultuous, you know, sort of, you know, political makeup in our country. But sometimes, with the exception of violence and other things that have happened, sometimes, you know, you just have to kind of realize that, you know, it's kind of a blessing, at least, that we still don't have a government such as that. Now, speaking of weird weather patterns, Death Valley is hotter than hot. It's like the lowest place, I guess it has the lowest elevation in the country, possibly world. Their temperature skyrocketed to 130 degrees on Sunday. They think this could possibly be the highest since it was read in 1913, the highest mercury reading on Earth since 1913. They say if the National Weather Service's reading is correct, it would also be among the top three highest temperatures ever to be measured in Death Valley, as well as the highest temperature ever seen there during the month of August. The temperature in Death Valley supposedly hit 130 degrees at 3:41 p.m. Sunday. I wonder if they do that, too. I wonder if they just sit there and wait, you know, and go, and they're just sitting out there, like, in a tent, going, okay, come on, come on. No, I'm sure they just kind of watch the thermometer. Death Valley holds a record for the highest temperature ever recorded on the planet. Back in 1913, there were 134 degrees, according to Guinness World Record, but that reading was disputed. Since then, there was a 129-degree reading recorded back in 2013. There's been this epic heat wave that has been making us absolutely miserable. Woodland Hills, California, had a high of 112. We'd never see that. That broke a 108 record from 1977. UCLA was up at 92 degrees, beat a record of 90 set in 2003. Downtown LA hit 98 degrees. From a record of 1994, they're still battling wildfires, and we're hearing that in California they were worried about something called a fire tornado. So fire tornadoes, right, are not technically tornadoes, but they are fire vortices or fire whirls. They occur when a gust of extremely hot air blows through the fire at a certain angle, and then it produces a spinning momentum that sucks up embers and debris. But some of the pictures that we're looking at from this weekend, it actually looks like a tornado on fire. So this year, a wildfire in Northern California spawned a fire tornado that prompted the National Weather Service to have to give us a tornado warning. Wendell Holman, NWS meteorologist who wrote the tornado warning, told the Sacramento Bee it was the first time to his knowledge of a tornado warning of this nature. He said it's probably the first time it's been issued outside of a thunderstorm environment. And this is the Loyalton Fire. It showed extreme behavior, gusty winds, blowing smoke. It's destroyed over 1,000 homes. It's killed 8 people. Oh, actually, similar to a deadly fire that did, sorry about that, 2018, we had the car fire. That's what caused a lot of that destruction. So, you know, hopefully they're getting this fire under control, but it's been some pretty nasty stuff going on. 1-877, Dr. Alley, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's a Nancy Pelosi con game with, you know, her associate Schumer.
President Trump reacting to Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi announcing that she's calling on House lawmakers to travel to Washington, D.C. to provide more funding for the Postal Service. President Trump continues.
Look, the Post Office, there's $25 billion sitting there, but they really want $1 trillion to bail out their badly run states, like New York State, which is horribly run, like if you take a look at California, the money they lose. Illinois is a disaster.
President Trump on the road speaking in Minnesota and Wisconsin on Monday. And the virtual Democratic National Convention begins tonight. Former First Lady Michelle Obama among those addressing the convention on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump says China could have stopped the coronavirus inside its borders, but let it spread around the rest of the world.
You look at what's happening in Brazil. Look what's happening in Sweden. Look at Sweden. You know, they talk about do it the Swedish way. Sweden's having a very hard time.
President Trump speaking there on Fox and Friends. Around the world, there are just under 22 million confirmed cases of COVID-19, with just under 775,000 people dying. The suspect in a hostage standoff outside of Austin, Texas, is in custody. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Police near Austin, Texas say the suspect and his final hostage are now safely out of a home after a standoff that spanned 2 days. Cedar Park police say it began with a domestic call yesterday, and when three officers got there, they were shot, but they're expected to recover. In fact, they've already been released from hospitals.
Police say the scene will be active as the investigation continues. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so a lot of us are kind of confused. Are we going to the polls? Are we voting from home? Are we putting something in the mailbox? You know, I'm just wondering if, you know, maybe if it's that big a cluster, where does everybody go? Everybody goes to, like, Starbucks, right? I don't even drink coffee. But there's plenty of Starbucks. Why don't we just go to Starbucks, go through the drive-thru, drop off our ballot, and be done? But joking aside, this is a mess. This is, I whether you're on the right or the left, you have to be a little anxious about how we're approaching the election. I mean, everything else has gotten postponed, and I'm not saying postpone the election. I remember everybody got their panties all up in a bunch with that one. But you have all these things postponed. Schools postponed, football postponed, Olympics postponed. But it seems like we collectively decided we'll still do the election. Okay. But then we have to have social distancing. Okay. We can't have crowds and crowds and crowds of people, right? We can't have crowds of people that, you know, are working in a you know, post office. My grandfather worked in a post office, you know, and he was, like, supposed to be one of the best shufflers and stuff, where he was able sorters and things like that. I mean, you know, now they have machines that do that. But you still need people to hand carry the mail. Now, I thought we're right now in a world of no contact. All right? I thought also we're kind of in a world of social distancing and not having too many staff in one area because they have to work 6 feet apart. So you look at those restrictions, and then on top of that, you have the money crisis. And I kind of feel bad for the Postal Service because I haven't really mailed a letter in over a decade. I mean, I don't know about you all, but I now send Christmas greetings by GIFs. Okay, I mean, I send those little things on text. I don't send a birthday card. I don't do that. I've been texting and emailing since I could because we used to buy tons of stamps. In fact, we found a bunch of old stamps. Now we gotta you will get a letter from me because apparently we found a whole bunch of old stamps when I used to own my office when we had to mail things and we stopped mailing things because we would electronically transmit. So now I'm just gonna probably mail you guys all a bunch of letters who are my friends going, hey, what's up? I gotta use a stamp. I hate wasting money. So I got a whole bunch of stamps or we'll donate them to somebody. But, I mean, here's the Postal Service that has been forced to wind down for years, decades now. Less people are using the Postal Service. Less people are mailing their pet, or they're using Amazon, or they're using US or UPS. I admit it. I saw UPS and USPS, and I thought they were the same. Yeah, it's different. United States Postal Service and UPS. I wonder if they did that on purpose. And then FedEx. So between FedEx and UPS and Amazon and email, so here's the Postal Service winding down. Postal Service has been winding down for a while. Plus, nobody wants to spend 55 cents for a stamp. Then all of a sudden, they're told, all right, you know what? Now we're doing mail-in ballots. And we talked about the difference between absentee ballots and mail-in ballots. Absentee ballots, much smaller number, right? Coordinated. Gets mailed to you. You have a deadline on when it has to be postmarked. Then there's X amount. And usually with these absentee ballots, the numbers are so small that if an election in a state is already, you know, differing by thousands, and you already know ahead of time how many absentee ballots, you know, haven't been counted, you could pretty much call the race. That's kind of what's been going on. Now, the Postal Service has been told, all right, you're up. Excuse me? You're up. What do you mean we're up? We're going to do mail-in ballots. Are you kidding me? With all the COVID guidelines, with all the PPE, with all the making sure there's no contact, even though, I guess, with Postal Service now, you could touch something that another person's touched. There is contact, obviously. They're now up. Now, can they do it? Well, for anybody that has faith in any government agency and that thinks that the government runs things correctly, you're probably like, absolutely. For those of us that think they're already kind of working with both hands tied behind their back, I'm a little nervous. And this is an election. And what I'm really nervous about is any sort of remark we're hearing is politically charged. So when you hear somebody saying they're going to be fine, just do it, you know, like, just pass the bill and we'll read it later. I'm like, wait a second, can you kind of stop and think this through? Or on the other side saying, it's not going to happen. Well, okay, so explain why it's not going to happen. So we have less than 3 months till the election, less than 90 days, maybe we're at 70, 80 some days, right? Can the post office in Wichita, Kansas, in Miami, Florida, in Tucson, Arizona, in Portland, Oregon, in Tacoma, Washington, in Eureka, California, are all the post offices on board ready to go? Now, you would think, well, they know. They've been delivering mail. They have. But you are now adding an extra 350 million ballots to the mix. And for those people on the right or left going, how is there not going to be fraud? How are people not going to steal each other's mail? Well, there's a law against it. Who's enforcing the law? Okay, we are seeing things all over across America now where the police are like, look, there's not enough of us. You defunded us, right? We're going to just deal with the big, heavy stuff. We don't have police officers, or we don't have enough government workers, you think, that are going to be around saying, yeah, I saw that guy steal five votes or five ballots. Okay? There's not going to be a lot of enforcement. And then I find that very, very interesting. Everybody wants, you know, the police defunded, or they want, you know, government defunded. But now they want all this money going into the post office. Well, the post office might need money. They might need money, but you should have infused money into the post office a while ago. So 70 some days, I don't see it happening. I think the post office will be able to deliver the mail. I think, you know, they'll maybe get some money infused and all that, but the chaos and the making sure that somebody gets the proper ballot and making sure that somebody else doesn't complete your ballot, that's a whole nother story. I can't tell you how many other people's mail I get, and I'm not saying that as an insult. It's just, you know, people in the post office are busy and they might be overwhelmed, and I always get my neighbor's mail. I'm like, you know, oh, here's your Victoria's Secret catalog, or here's this, or here's this. Now, we'll just swap it out. Sometimes if I don't recognize the person, I just throw it out. When it says, or current resident, I go, okay, it's not important. I'm not going to read it. So, it's we're talking about an election, and that's pretty serious stuff. So, big argument is people need to be able to vote safely from their home. So, you have many people say, then fine. There's a way to do an encrypted online sort of voting. What do you do with the people that don't have Wi-Fi? What do you do with the people that don't know how to work a computer? Now, you know, what about a system where we have government workers, which I know nobody's going to like this, but, you know, when you have people who, let's say, vote, they could leave their vote outside their apartment, and there's like a pickup service. Now, I know there's still room for fraud with that, but, you know, put it in a mailbox that has to get shipped to the post office, then it has to get sorted, then it has to get shipped and sent. You know, what if we have, and I don't know who we would trust to do that, but if we really do have people that can't go to the polls, or they can't go, and it's not as many, it's not all 350 million. There's a bunch of us saying, I'll go to the polls, I'll go to Target. I go to a casino, I go to a bar, I'll go to a poll. So we're not talking 350 million people needing this service. It's the people that can't vote, that can't go to a poll. So if they can't go to a poll, then we have the encrypted online thing where you have to go through multiple, you know, levels of security so we know that you're not casting two or three votes or being a fake person. And then if that isn't realistic, then we have a pickup service. Maybe what we do is so we don't overwhelm the post office, which it sounds like we are. Maybe we utilize postal workers who have, you know, pledged, you know, and you know, pledge their, you know, allegiance to being fair and whatever. Maybe we utilize some of those for pickup. So I think there might be a better way, but the way this is going, I think it's an absolute cluster, and I don't see how we're going to get any accurate results with this election. 1-877-DOC-TALLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many students have gone back to school. And, we had a choice. And I was ready. It was funny. Our school gave us a choice, going back to school or online. And I was ready to hit you're back at school. You know, I think overall you'll be safe. You know, I'm very confident with the way the school, you know, was going to be doing social distancing and all that. You need to be around other kids. My kid was ready to go back. But there was this commitment you had to make. And when the school had said, look, you need to decide now and you can't change your mind, which is totally understandable, you know, because you can't have people going back and forth saying, I'm doing online, I'm not doing online, I'm doing online, I get that. But when they said that if you do choose online, but then you, and maybe I read it wrong, but at first I interpreted it as, if I choose in-person learning, and then later, let's say I have an issue with, you know, my mom, who's in her 70s. Or whatever. And I'm like, okay, you know what? We really need to, you know, I mean, because I already social distance. I mean, I do my studio. I do telemedicine. I'm really not around a lot of people. You know, and so, you know, but now that you have kids back at school, all right, now I got to kind of look at things a little differently with my mom. And I'm thinking to myself, well, anything could change. Well, there could be flu. There could be, and I'm like, you know what? If we have to then, and maybe I interpreted it wrong, but I just kind of interpreted it as if I have to commit to being on, you know, my kid being there in person, and anything, you know, anything goes wrong with my mom or any, you know, medical issues, I felt like I would be able to change. So I changed my mind, and I asked if my kid was okay with doing in, you know, doing online learning. And he was okay with it. You know, he at first was kind of frustrated because, you know, he's like, look, you know, I want to hang out with my friends. You know, I miss them at lunch. But it looks like lunchtime was going to be different. Lunchtime was not going to be the lunchroom. Lunch was not going to be served. You basically brought lunch from home and you ate lunch in your classroom at your desk that was social distanced. So if you aren't allowed to move your desks closer to your friends or rearrange or hop classrooms to eat with your friends, there was a 95% chance you really weren't with your crew. Anyway, probably 100% chance that all of that crew wasn't going to be able to be together anyway. And so, you know, when people hear, you know, yeah, you know, so my child's kind of doing online learning. Most of the city is doing online learning. And, you know, I did have a lot of faith in my school and the school district. It's just, you know, I can't predict what's going to happen this next semester. So I, you know, I was like, look, if we're going to have to be forced to commit to do, and then I can't move you online if I had to. No, let's just pick the safer of the two. And that's what I did. So I've just been honest. That's how, you know, I wanted to send my kid back to school, but I needed to know that we had that flexibility. Now, it turns out we probably would have had that flexibility. I could have ripped them out if I had to and then kept them home if we were worried that there'd be an exposure or something to my mom or whatever, but it, you know, I played it safe. So, students are planning to hit colleges. Some of the colleges think the UC system is going to be online, but other colleges, they're reopening. And people are questioning why colleges would do that. You know, they're like, you know, we still have outbreaks. We still have, you know, little epicenters of, you know, foci of COVID. And, you know, why would they do it? Well, they're hurting. They are hurting. They said colleges have already lost billions of dollars when they pivoted to digital instruction this spring. They had to refund room and board payments. They had to spend expensive technology for online courses. And they think if universities don't have large endowments, another semester of online courses could be worse. Now, you would think it would be cheaper because they don't have to have all the staff. But remember, a bunch of the staff are attached to these contracts. And so they can't just let go staff. You know, because they're already in contract. And we don't want people letting go. But, I mean, there is money to be saved and shifted. It's just colleges were planning on having people there. So they have all these professors and staff that are, you know, supposed to be there to serve the students. So now, if they're doing online instruction, no money's coming in from the dorm rooms. No money's coming into the dining halls. That's thousands upon thousands of dollars. Campus bookstores. Well, they're not walking into the bookstore and buying gum and buying candy. They're not going into the store. Well, that's retail. There's money there. Athletic proceeds have also dried up because the NCAA has canceled championship. That's a whole other story. And when you don't have people, you know, drinking, and then what about around campus? You know, you have a lot of businesses in these small towns that thrive. I think we talked about Cornell and Ithaca. They need students partying on the weekend. They need students doing happy hour. They need students grabbing a coffee or a breakfast sandwich if they don't, you know, eat on campus. And so you have all these college town businesses freaked out. And then on top of that, you have the Big Ten and Pac-12 deciding not to miss a season. Apparently Big Ten has not missed a season since its inception in 1896. They even played through the Spanish flu pandemic and two world wars. Now, the Atlantic Coast Conference, the ACC, along with the Southeastern Conference of the SEC, said they are going to stand on course. Big 12 has sent a revised football schedule. But again, how do you have the crowds? What do you do with an athlete that's COVID positive? Now, I think what they're going to do is they're going to approach it just like they do with work and essential businesses, which is kind of the argument sports teams have. They're like, well, look, if you have an employee who's sick, you have or exposed, you have them out for 10 to 14 days. 10 days if they're sick, 14 days if they've been exposed because the incubation period. And then they can come back. So football seasons have been fairly comfortable with the he's got an injury, he's out for the next few weeks. He's got an injury, he's got a strain, he's got flu. So many of the football teams are like, look, we've already been kind of doing this. So why now is there a change? Well, because they don't want young football players and young, athletes and people to get sick. But on top of that, if they're not going to have, the fans and the crowds, is it worth it? So the economic fallout, we are hearing reports where Colorado State losing $16 million, BARDA, $100 million, $1 billion total by nixing football and other sports. CBS News says colleges could lose $1 billion by this. Ticket sales, merchandise purchases, other revenue. And, some people might be like, well, we got bigger fish to fry. I've always talked about how sports, there's a lot of people that don't watch sports, but for those of us into sports, we realize how big a chunk of the economy is involved in that. I mean, and how much it puts into the economy, whether it's a local economy or national economy. So if you have football and soccer and hockey canceled, and you don't have the ticket sales, you don't have the food, you don't have the parties. And I get, we have COVID. I mean, but listen, we've been doing this during flu season. Kids have been partying it up during flu season. I don't know if you saw in Georgia. What was it? There was a huge party in Georgia. Kids were, it was some rave or whatever. And it was just, no mask. People jump. I mean, the youth is going to want to be around other youth. Use. That's just the way it is. It's COVID or no COVID. And, you can't keep a teenager. For any of you guys who have ever had a teenager, you can't force a teenager to be stuck at home. It doesn't work. And so I'm not sure what's going on with that. But, economy slowly starting to pick back up. But, there's some major pain happening with colleges right now. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.